A flood of hatred rose within Felix as the A-Team insignia appeared on his ID screen. Simple arithmetic left only two groups for A-Team. Only 200 warriors for half the area.
"Now before you members of A-Team get too excited..."
Too late in Felix's case.
"We want you to know that there's been absolutely no evidence of enemy activity on the eastern side. None at all. Your job will be mostly sightseeing. So, you will be split up to cover the eastern half. One group with scout will drop here, on the far eastern edge. The other group with scout will drop here, 10 kilometers south. The two groups will converge here, due east of the Knuckle, to await rendezvous with the Salt Mine, driving northward up the peninsula. Don't worry about the lack of backup. As I have already stated, there's nothing there. You should spend a boring few hours simply waiting."
It was then, for Felix, it began. The hatred for the briefing officer had expanded to include his superiors, the captain of the ship, the commanders of fleet itself, and finally the thick-headed idiot humans who had undertaken something as asinine as interplanetary war in the first place. The hatred blazed brightly, then vanished. From somewhere inside came then a shock of all-consuming rage, the Nova-like intensity of which startled even him. But then the rage was gone, too. It seemed to shoot away like a comet, or a torch dropped flickering and shrinking into a bottomless well. What replaced the loathing and fury was something very different, something cold and distant, and only impersonally attentive. It was an odd being which rose from Felix and through him. It was, in fact, a remarkable creature. It was a wartime creature, and a surviving creature, a killing creature. From a distant place, the frightened Felix scanned himself. He recognized little. Still, what he saw was a comfort of sorts, and he concentrated himself toward it, toward the coldness, the callous machine-like... "The engine," he thought. "It's not me. It's my engine. It will work when I cannot. It will examine and determine and choose and at last act. It will do all this while I cower inside." With furious concentration, that which kept him Felix gave itself as fuel to that which could keep him alive. There was more to the briefing, more figures of time and distance, more numbers of men and probabilities of enemy. The engine heard and made note. Felix, watching himself, fueling himself, psyching himself, felt disgust at all that was about to happen and all who had caused it, and once more felt the distance between himself and those about him. Again, as he briefly scanned their armored forms filling the chamber, he thought, "They're all going to die."